Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Michael Morowitz is. Thanks for your support, Michael. As you know, Greg and I have crammed our brains so full of music, there's no telling what's going to bubble up on any given day. When one of us has a song in our head that we can't live without, we add it to the Desert Island Jukebox. Songs we'd take with us if we were stuck on that proverbial desert island. Greg, you've got a song to add. Give us a little taste, a hint of what it is.
Well, I'm going to add a song by a guy who's kind of the ground zero of that famed Dunedin underground scene.
Ooh, New Zealand. That sounds great. We're going to hear more on Sound Opinions in a minute.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We're back, and Greg, you're going down under to add a song to the Desert Island Jukebox. What is it?
Indeed, I'm going to be traveling to New Zealand, at least in my head. I've been a big fan of Chris Knox's career ever since I heard the first music by his first band that actually got records out, Toy Love, in the late 70s. And he and Alec Bathgate were basically a partnership for decades ever since. Chris was one of the founding members of that Dunedin underground scene. He was a solo performer. Then he got in a band with Bathgate called The Enemy, which never actually recorded any material but played some legendary live shows around the time and established the whole idea of punk rock in New Zealand. When you talk about who he influenced, well, just about everybody. You know, we've talked about bands like The Saints in Australia. I think Knox and his early project had a similar kind of impact on anyone who saw that band. That entire scene owes its careers to people like Chris Knox.
You
know,
we're talking
the Chills, the Verlaines, the Clean. They were sort of contemporaries, but actually Knox was putting out records before even the Clean did at the time. So his impact was huge. I mentioned Toy Love was the band that started making some records with Bathgate. They were disappointed that their one and only record never really got it right. They hated the mix on the record. It sort of smoothed out some of their rough edges, which they loved. So they just retreated from the music business. He and Bathgate were roommates, and they started making records in their bedroom. Huge impact on the scene as well. You can do a lot with a four-track recorder and a couple of guys, you know, making these homemade sounds, making these records. The reason I'm bringing it up now is that Knox and Bathgate formed a band called Tall Dwarves. It's almost an afterthought, like, hey, let's make a record, put it out under this moniker called Tall Dwarves, and it'll be just a one-off thing. And it ended up being a two-decade-long project that they got involved in, made tons of music. Merge Records, which has been a huge backer of this music, this New Zealand-based music. They put out a great anthology by The Clean years ago, and now they're putting out a new anthology of the Tall Dwarves that'll be out in the summer called Unraveled, 1981-2002, which I am really looking forward to. I've heard a preview of it. They're getting it right. They're getting a cross-section of music from that brilliant band's career. I happen to see Tall Dwarves a number of times. I saw Knox also as a solo performer. Truly brilliant, magnetic performer, great songwriter with a quirky sense of humor and a powerful stage presence, and just sort of a fondness for like creating, making the most of the moment. Like whatever's handy, I can make that into an instrument and I can make music out of it. Mm. The main thing is the melodies and the ideas were always at the forefront. Didn't matter what you made the music on, it was a great driving impetus for the whole idea that anybody can play this music. You can make music right now if you want to. There's nothing holding you back. You don't have to go to a pretty studio. You don't have to get signed by a big record label. You can make music right
now.
Just
do it.
And he did it. Chris Knox has had some serious health issues in recent years. It's great to see that his partner Bathgate has sort of overseen this project with Merge Records, and that this music will finally see the light of day once again and get some due, hopefully. I wanted to play a track from the upcoming box set. It's called The Brain That Wouldn't Die, from 1984, by Tall Dwarves.
It took me a second to soak that in. Yeah, I remember that song now.
Yeah. Great stuff from Tall Dwarves. That is Tall Dwarves, duo of Chris Knox and Alec Bathgate, a duo that redefined New Zealand music.
Say the title again. I just love it.
The Brain That Wouldn't Die. Love that stuff. And that's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.